That is the sound of City Creek. It may not sound out of the ordinary, but when you combine it with warm temperatures like we had yesterday and are expected to get today, and then throw in a storm that will bring rain tomorrow through Monday, National Weather Service state hydrologist Brian McInerney says that could be a recipe for disaster.
We should have started melting the snowpack off in the beginning of April. April's weather was about 5 degrees colder than normal, with precipitation amounts of 200% of normal. So what we've done is we've added to the snowpack in April, and we haven't allowed it to melt at all. And now we've moved into the first week of May, and we have another storm coming.
McInerney says that means we could have flooding in the northernmost parts of Utah as early as this weekend, and it could continue for the next several weeks.
We may have some minor flooding on Sunday night into Monday on some of the northern creeks and streams in the Cache Valley.
As for the Wasatch Front, McInerney says it's still too early to tell, which means the landslides, the overnight sandbagging, and the bridges over State Street could make a comeback from 1983. Twinkle Chisholm remembers the floods of 83 very well. She was the head of special projects at KUTV at the time and remembers putting together many specials on the massive floods.
It was pretty amazing that there weren't a lot of lives lost, and it was an amazing event to live through. There were people loading sandbags and shoveling sand into bags 24/7 all over town. I mean, through the night, the whole community just pulled together.
Chisholm even took her Christmas card picture in late June that year, something she displays proudly to this day as a reminder of the high waters more than two decades ago.
As things started to wind down a little bit, I decided to have a little fun, and I'm an avid fly fisher, and so I got all my fishing gear and went down to the State Street River and had a friend take a picture of me fishing in front of the temple in the State Street River, and that served as a wonderful Christmas card that year.
But all kidding aside, the National Weather Service says Utahns need to be on alert through May to see just how bad the flooding will be. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.